Unit 4. Listening. Exercise 2.
Have you read this story about the man and these vases?
No. What happened?
Well, he was in a museum. Let's see. The British Museum, it says here, in London. He was walking down some stairs when he tripped over his shoelace and fell into a big Chinese vase on the windowsill.
Oh, no! He knocked it over?
Yes! It fell onto the floor and smashed into thousands of pieces. But that's not all. There were two other vases on the windowsill, and as the first one fell, it knocked into the other two.
Oh, what a disaster! Did they all break?
Sadly, they did. The man tried to catch one of them, but he wasn't fast enough.
Oof, were they expensive?
Well, it says here they were priceless.
Wow, they must have been very old vases.
Yes, at least 1,000 years old. There weren't any others like them. Look, here's a photo before the accident.
Oh, they were beautiful. It's such a shame. What did the museum do? I suppose you can't do very much with thousands of pieces of broken vase.
Well, that's the amazing thing. People said that it would be impossible to restore the vases. But then an expert took all the pieces and used special technology to start rebuilding them. She worked for 3 months and managed to put all the pieces back together again.
That's incredible. What happened to the man?
The people from the museum asked him how it had happened, and he told them it was an accident. Then they asked him if he realised the vases had been priceless, and he said he had no idea. He felt very bad about it.
Did they make him pay for the damage?
No, they didn't, because it was an accident. But they told him he wasn't allowed to come to the museum any more.
I'm not surprised he wasn't allowed back. But he should have had to pay something towards the damage, even if it was an accident.
I'm not so sure. I mean, he didn't intend to smash the vases. Besides, the museum should have put them in a safer place. Behind glass, maybe. Instead, they were on a windowsill near a staircase with no protection. That was an accident waiting to happen. I'm surprised nothing had happened to them sooner.